Also, Diego's, the restaurant here, is figured fairly prominently, I think, in the political life of the community, because various political groups...
Well, yeah, I think, again, that goes with your community, though, because in the Severance days, more probably than the... Well, we still have them, but I personally became very involved in the Liberal Party, and I've been involved in the municipal... I ran it with Alan Emmett once, you know. Burnaby, what do we call ourselves again? There was a splinter group. There was a falling out of the BVA and the BCA and Better Burnaby Committee. That was BBC. Mm-hmm. And there was people like Erwin Swangard, Brian Prentice, the lawyer, Merle Gordon, who's now the Parks Commissioner. I'm trying to remember some of the people. That we had a real good slate, but when you split the vote three ways. But yeah, and I've been politically involved. I mentioned earlier my mother was very involved in the CCF, and my brother Rennie was the vice president of Mine, Mill and Smelter Union, so you can see that political background. And the, all the Liberal we've had through these doors, and I say this, we've not had Mulroney, but we've had Trudeau, we've had Turner, we had Pearson, many, many cabinet ministers. Ray Perot and I are close friends. This was the victory celebration party for Ray Perot in 1968 when he came in on and beat Tommy Douglas, by the way, in Burnaby in 1968 in the Trudeau mania. And then I guess the low part, I'll put it this way, low part in the political life of people, this was also the headquarters for Dave Barrett when he lost to Bill Bennett in 1975, in the election of 1975. And that was the year that we changed from Gay Paree to Severance, by the way. Mm-hmm. So right in the room we're sitting right now, the television cameras, the staging was right over there. So we've had gosh knows how many different municipal, federal, provincial campaigns. I can remember Grace McCarthy working in the kitchen making sandwiches. I can look across the room and I can see it now, type of thing. It sounds like Edward R. Murrow here, but I can hear it now, I can see it now. And then Grace down there and Tommy Douglas sitting there with his people. And so everyone knew that I was very involved and still am to this day as a federal Liberal. Nobody ever took me to task for it. They let me do my thing. So it hasn't kept union organizations out of here. We have a good relationship and always have had. And I think that's the way politics should be played, really. When you get into the personal vilification of people, you know, whatever your politics might be, that shouldn't really have any bearing on a relationship with business, as long as you're fair with people. And so I can say I've never joined other parties, but I've certainly helped in one way or another, supported different parties, and they've come here and they've been very kind to maintain their business relationship with us. So,
with your mother in the CCF, was she involved in the CCF here in
Alberta? Burnaby? In Alberta. Yeah,
no,
she was president of Northern Alberta. Yeah, this was in the late 30s, early 40s. Mm-hmm. But Rennie was very, very involved. My brother Rennie with the Mine, Mill and Smelter, with Harvey. I was going to say Rose, and Harvey Murphy was the infamous member of the Communist Party, as it turned out. But Mine, Mill and Smelter Union was a very, very powerful union in the pre-war days. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't recall, but Trail was the place where the heavy water was first developed for the nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. So you had a kind of an odd situation where you had the a very militant union, ideological left, mm-hmm. and you had, of course, the establishment consolidating mining and smelting. So, mm-hmm. but Rennie sat and went to Chicago. I recall going to the old Lyric Theater in Vancouver, and this would be in the 40s, and I think it was before the gay. Well, it was before the gay. I was only a late 13, 14, 15, and listening to Harvey Murphy, and the first time I ever heard the song Solidarity, and I can remember them. I can close my eyes. I can see it to this day. Everybody giving solidarity forever, and so my family was pretty. I've never been that far. And that's why I guess I've never been in the NDP party, but I've been in the left of the Liberal Party, I guess. You know, that's where my background.
So your mother didn't get too involved, though, after
No, when she came out here. No, mm-hmm. Strange, she never did.
Maybe running the business was...
I don't think it was really a factor in those days. There was no hard positions. There were, as I mentioned earlier, the municipality had just come out of a receivership. There wasn't any hardline political parties in Burnaby as there is today. There was, of course, the social credit didn't come till 1952. It was, if you recall, or you would recall in your history, your research, you're too young for this, but there was a coalition. It was the liberals and conservatives. There was no, and the CCF in the early days. Yeah, the Harold Winches were very strong in the CCF in Burnaby, very, very important part of the social fiber and the makeup of Burnaby. I think the Winch family probably had a social conscience before the word social conscience, and they were, you know, they were so far ahead of them themselves, the Winch family. So it's been a, Burnaby's put out a lot of interesting people in the political field, you know. And we've had a very interesting, it's not been a complacent area at all when it comes to politics.
No, that's what I'm finding in talking with people, how close the political and the social have been.
Fiber, bring, absolutely, the just, makeup of it.
Yeah,
yes,
totally integrated there.
Yeah. And I've seen all that right through the years.
Yeah.
No question about it. The pendulum, if anything, has swung. I remember sitting almost where we're sitting right now with Gordon Gibson Jr. once. And I forget, it was 1979. And I remember Gordon saying, he says, Sev, it's funny about our politics, and Burnaby is the epitome of what I'm saying. Our pendulum swings in politics in British Columbia, and this is really the pattern of the whole thing. Your political, it goes to the right, it goes to the left, and it just doesn't sit in the middle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? You think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hard line. I mean, there's people like myself, and but I can think of you know, so many people that are right today, and of course, it's just exactly what's happened over the history of Burnaby, more so than almost any other municipality in the Lower Mainland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You've had extreme left wing. I'm not suggesting that the people don't, you know, of all parties, I think by and large have had a social conscience, but their direction, their goals have come from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Gordon saying, he said, there was some days, isn't it, fairness to everybody, if it could sit in the middle, and I guess that's why I've plugged along in my own little liberal ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I find that they're, even the extreme right or the extreme left, I don't like the militancy on either side. I think we could kind of just come to the center a little bit, and we all have. You can be in business and have a social conscience, for heaven's sakes. And if you become too much of a zealot in one way or the other, I think you destroy your own efforts. And I guess maybe that's the compromise of politics.